Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Enriching Relationships in a Torah Home. As the summer starts to wind down and our thoughts turn to school reopening, let's address some of the common themes and challenges that we may face in the coming weeks. As always, any form of energy that we want to convey to our children or others around us has to first be owned and cultivated within ourselves. Just like it's difficult for us to make other people feel happy if we feel sad, and just like it's difficult for us to make other people feel safe if we feel endangered, it's difficult for us to help others feel calm and secure if we don't feel that way ourselves. Therefore, in response to the many women who are asking how we can best prepare our children to transition back to school, the first step to take is to make sure that we feel grounded, calm, and energized to face the transition back to school. This means that we have to begin by strengthening our emunah, that this is all part of Hashem's plan, and that we are being watched over and protected by Him always. All of the guidelines, the restrictions, and the changes are somehow part of the tikkun, the rectification that our world needs. The fact that this is impacting our children is also part and parcel of the master plan that we need to experience in this long galus. Remember that children are more resilient and flexible than adults. Often, children's anxiety skyrocket or rigid thinking gets activated when the adults around the children are tense or nervous. While there certainly are children who struggle more than others with nervousness and discomfort, for the most part, healthy children are able to adapt to new circumstances with quicker ease than we may think. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us, mothers, to model flexibility and a sense of calm around the rules being implemented by the schools so as to spread this positive energy to our children. For example, instead of exclaiming loudly in horror that it's crazy to have to wear masks in school, let our children hear us say, "Yes, it sounds hard, but I'm sure the school will do their best to be laid back about it whenever possible. Don't worry, you'll get used to it. There will be times you can remove it." You see, our calm tone, as well as our confidence in our children that they can manage this challenge, will go a long way in calming the many nerves that may be surfacing as the first day of school approaches. Together with this, ladies, let us remember that there is more to school than the restrictions. Remind your children that they'll be seeing friends again, that they're going to learn about Yamim Tovim, that they get to have nice new school supplies. Perhaps remind them as well, especially the children who are more nervous, that there's only 4 weeks of school before Sukkot break, and hopefully things will get easier by then. The idea is to keep our frame of minds positive, hopeful, flexible, and courageous. Maybe this is the year to get a child a new backpack or buy some special snacks. Yes, the children may need a bit more chizuk, support, to begin the new school year. But let's be sure that we are continuing to use the nisayon of coronavirus as a character-building, growth-oriented experience. Remember, no one is given challenges that they cannot handle. Hatzlacha rabba to you all, and may it be a new start with fresh opportunity and success for us and our children. All the best.